And so this morning I've been asked to give matins and to celebrate the 100th year since the discovery of the copper ore body by Holden. Is it 80th? Somebody got the wrong one to me. All right, it's the 80th. Anyway, we're celebrating. It is through that discovery, that gift, that started the whole process which led to Holden Village. I would like to imagine with you coming up this valley with Holden as he and several others in the survey party were looking for a possible route through the Cascade Mountains to put a rail line in. I don't know how it happened exactly, but I can picture Holden as he and several others were scrambling through the brush with heavy packs on their backs. And I can see them being scratched by devil brush, having their shins bruised and tripping over the logs. And I can hear them slapping mosquitoes, and I can sense their tiredness as they hiked over 2,000 feet up from Lake Chelan and 11 miles back into this valley, not knowing just exactly what they were going to find. I suspect they camped overnight near where Holden Village now sits, and next morning Holden looked up, and high on the Copper Peak, which we now call Copper Peak, he saw this brown spot about halfway up there, right up in the woods. Well, why would a brown rock outcrop be so interesting? To railroad engineers, I suspect that it didn't mean anything, but Holden was an amateur geologist and perhaps suspected that it might mean an ore deposit. I can just picture Holden saying to his companions, "If you don't mind waiting, I would just like to climb up to that rock outcrop up there, that little brown spot." And can you imagine the ridicule he must have received? "You mean you're going to climb up there through all that brush just to look at a brown rock? There are brown spots all over this mountain. You must be crazy." But Holden risked climbing 1,500 feet to see what he could find. "Seek and ye shall find." He risked ridicule from the rest of the survey party. And because he dared to risk, the Holden Mine was started, which in 80 years has evolved into Holden Village. You would have to go back millions of years to explain how the copper got there, how it was formed in the depths of the earth, how it was exposed by earthquakes, by glaciers and erosion. But it was a gift put there by God to be used by people who are willing to take risks, being called fools. Are you willing to be called a fool for Christ? Tomorrow we celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ. There is an analogy between the Christmas story and the Holden story. The brown spot on Copper Mountain was a clue to the riches hidden inside. A star that moved to the sky in the east long ago was a clue to wise men that a king was to be born. I wonder how many people call them fools for following that star. "Look, there are all kinds of stars in the sky. Why do you seek this one?" "Seek and you will find. Ask and you will receive. Knock and it will be opened to you." People who find riches in this world are those who are willing to risk. Who would have known that in the birth of a baby, a gentle child, Jesus, that the Savior of the world would come? He did not force himself on the world, but wise men discovered him because they were willing to risk ridicule. Jesus is a gift for all of us who are willing to risk letting him live in us. The question is, are you willing to risk being a fool for Christ? This is the question for all of us on this 80th year of celebration of the discovery of the copper ore. God has given us many gifts that are hidden, but he also has given us clues so that we know that these gifts are there to be discovered. A brown spot on the mountain, a star in the sky, a man on a cross, an empty tomb. Christmas comes every day to those who are willing to risk, like Holden, to scramble through the brush to an outcrop, to find beneath a weathered surface a treasure that enriched people's lives, yours and mine. God transformed that discovery into Holden Village. Will you risk discovering God today and see how He will transform you? Will you risk the ridicule of your friends for taking Christ into your life? If you do, the Holy Spirit may transform you from a copper mine into living water to which people will come to drink and be refreshed in spirit. You are a gift, a hidden treasure. Will you risk allowing yourself to be discovered today? Shall we pray? Thank you, Father, that you gave us the gift of a copper mine through a man named Holden, who was not afraid to risk, and the gift of Holden Village through a man named Wes Preeve, who was not afraid to risk, and the gift of a life itself through your son, Jesus, who was not afraid to risk. Help each of us to become risky people who dare to live because we know that you give rich treasures to those who come seeking you, and who dare to ignore ridicule because we know that beneath the clues is the real truth. Thank you for all the gifts of today. Amen.